If you recently looked at your health insurance premium for 2026 and felt your stomach drop, you're not alone.
Yeah, people are getting serious sticker shock right now trying to figure out their coverage for the year.
The Enhanced Affordable Care Act premium tax credits officially expired at the end of December 2025.
So we're back to the old rules. That means monthly costs have effectively doubled for many middle-income earners.
Exactly. Data shows subsidized enrollees are seeing their monthly payments increase by about 114% on average.
That's a massive jump for a normal budget, especially with inflation hitting everywhere else.
It really is. The underlying cost of insurance is going up too. States using healthcare.gov are getting hit with a 30% jump on average.
Honestly, I can see why the Congressional Budget Office predicts up to 4 million people might drop their coverage.
It's a scary thought. But there are three practical moves you can make right now to protect your finances.
I definitely want to hear these. A lot of people feel completely stuck right now.
The biggest danger for 2026 is the return of the subsidy cliff.
The subsidy cliff sounds intense. What exactly is that?
It means earning just $1 over the income limit costs you all of your premium tax credits.
Wow, what is the actual income limit we need to watch out for this year?
The threshold is 400% of the federal poverty level. For a single person in 2026, that limit is exactly $62,600.
So if your income is $62,601, you get absolutely zero help from the government.
Yes, earning one extra dollar could literally cost you thousands in lost health insurance subsidies.
That's terrifying for freelancers. Or really anyone who gets an unexpected bonus at work.
Exactly. Plus the IRS removed the repayment caps for excess advance credits in 2026.
Wait. So if I estimate my income too low, I have to pay all those subsidies back?
Every single penny. That brings us to the first move to lower your premium. You need to legally lower your MAGI to keep your subsidy.
MAGI is your Modified Adjusted Gross Income, right? How do we actually lower that?
You can lower it by maximizing pre-tax contributions to retirement and health savings accounts. Financial planners call this income smoothing. It is your best loophole against the cliff.
So let's say I'm projecting $65,000. I'm over the cliff and paying full price.
But if you put $4,400 into an HSA, your MAGI drops to $6,600.
That's brilliant. You keep the subsidies and you keep the money in your own health savings account.
Exactly. You just moved it to a different pocket and saved yourself from the cliff.
Okay, what's the second move? I know a lot of people just let their plans auto-renew every year.
That's move number two. You really need to rethink the silver plan default.
People always say to pick silver because it balances premiums and out-of-pocket costs pretty well.
That used to be great advice, but in 2026, you need to throw that default out the window.
Why is that? I thought silver was still the standard go-to option for most families.
Without the enhanced subsidies, the price gap between plan tiers has widened dramatically.
So you're saying we actually have to do the math on our expected healthcare use this year?
Yes, if you're generally healthy, a bronze plan might be your smartest financial move.
But the deductibles on bronze plans are usually huge. Doesn't that wipe out the savings?
Not always. The premium savings could make up for it. Plus, bronze plans are HSA eligible in 2026.
Oh, I see. You take the premium savings and funnel them straight into that HSA to lower your MAGI.
Exactly. But if you have a chronic condition or a planned surgery, a gold plan might be cheaper overall.
Because the higher monthly premium is offset by much lower copays and deductibles.
Right. You just have to stop guessing. Calculate your total estimated cost before locking in a plan.
That makes sense. But even with a good plan, you still have to pay those deductibles eventually.
Which leads to our third move. You must build a specific healthcare cash buffer.
Like a separate emergency fund just for medical bills.
Exactly. Pulling from your main savings every time you need a prescription will drain your safety net fast.
I read a Gallup stat saying 12% of adults borrowed $74 billion in a single year for healthcare.
It's a massive problem. You should aim to save at least half of your plan out-of-pocket maximum.
So if my out-of-pocket max is $9,000, I need a dedicated medical fund of $4,500.
Yes, and if you can't do that right away, just automate $50 from every paycheck to build momentum.
What if I get my insurance through my job, though? Am I just stuck with whatever they charge me?
Not necessarily. For 2026, the IRS affordability threshold is 9.96% of your household income.
Meaning if my job charges me more than that for my own coverage, their plan is legally considered unaffordable.
Correct. You can legally decline their coverage and go get subsidies on the ACA marketplace instead.
That's a huge loophole people need to check out if their workplace premiums are ridiculous.
It really is. We also need to mention the coverage gap for lower income earners.
Right, because these strategies only work if you make enough to qualify for subsidies in the first place.
Exactly. If you earn less than the poverty level in a state without Medicaid expansion, you get nothing.
That's about $15,000 for a single person, right? They just fall into this gap.
Yes. 10 states still haven't excited Abbas Todd expanded Medicaid. It leaves millions without any affordable options.
If you are in that gap, you really have to look into community health centers for help.
Definitely. So your one clear takeaway today is to calculate your projected 2026 MAGI right now.
Don't wait until tax season to find out you fell off the subsidy cliff.
Exactly. If you're close to the limit, increase your pre-tax contributions today. For more guides, check out geldzak.com.